after he even then went back to school after he came out the Navy.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I guess I'm wondering, it's interesting that the two of you married one another, or maybe not. Maybe that was part of the attraction, too. But
they knew each other when they were kids.
Oh.
Childhood sweethearts?
My husband's mother and my mother were the very best friends.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you were, as children, you would play together?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, were your parents and your husband's parents, did they sort of put this idea in your heads, too, about education being important?
Oh, yeah. Now, we all was taught that now, that you're going to go to school now, and you know, that wasn't, you know, for you to discuss at all. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, mama said so or daddy said so, and it must be done. You know, that's the way that went. Mm-hmm.
So now, your brothers and sisters, did they, I forgot, and I can't remember if we even asked this now, but you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Well, you had the sister that you moved with, but did you have other siblings besides your sister?
Yeah.
Okay, and did they all go to school?
Well, we all went to school, but, you know, not really finished the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how far did most of you get?
I'm trying to think now, how did school go back then?
High school.
Okay. Well, that's about it.
So all of you finished high school?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a fact on that.
Really?
Yeah. There's 11 kids in my mother's family.
Yeah.
Well, there are 11 of you?
11.
It's interesting because a lot of the people we've talked to, this is, I think, one of the first times we've even heard somebody say that they went all the way through high school.
And part of the reason, though, I thought we talked about is because I thought the high school was located in Atlanta.
Well, there's one in Alpharetta, too.
No. I went to high school in Alpharetta.
Yeah.
And my brothers and sister went to high school right here in Rothwell. None of us went to Atlanta.
Okay.
There's nobody in this area from, even the black kids from the Alpharetta High School pulled from three communities just to make up the high school. Roswell, Sandy Spring.
Yeah, all of us rode buses back then.
Roswell, Sandy Spring, Alpharetta, and someplace else. It was another community.
Yes, I remember they mentioned there were
three to four communities.
Fed into one
because there wasn't enough black kids to make up 100 kids in high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then we classified the eighth grade as high school.
I thought the one that was in Alpharetta was built later because remember there were the. I thought the Alpharetta school was built later. That early on, you had to go to Atlanta for high school if you were black.
No.
Okay.
No. Alpharetta High School, Bailey Johnson High School is where myself and my oldest sister went to high school and we graduated from.
Okay.
The other three in this family went to school right here in Roswell.
Okay. Now, and that was the same thing for you at your generation. That's what I'm talking about, your generation.
Oh, no. My mom did not go to school at Bailey Johnson High School.
See, that's what I'm talking about, her generation.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
For your generation, was there there wasn't that high school in Alpharetta. That's what I mean. Was there a high school in Alpharetta for you to go to, or a high school in Roswell?
Wasn't school in Roswell by then.
That was before you had me, Mama.
I know, but I'm just, now look, what I'm trying to think about.
I think you did say yesterday that it was Alphoretta.
Yeah, I believe it.
When you were talking to Leroy yesterday, yeah, you did say Alpharetta.
Okay, so there was a high school in Alpharetta during your time of school.
Right.
Now, how'd you get to school every day when you went to school there?
Well, now, until they got us buses, mm-hmm, your parents carried you.
Or you walked.
Or you walked. You are so right.
You walked.
You are so right.
How long did it take you to walk to school in the morning?